September 19th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am here, Lord of the important and the unimportant, the proud and the humble. I am the refuge and protector of the remnant faithful and of all who hold wisdom and truth in their hearts. I am Lord of those who are misled by their own opinions. Decades ago, I sent the Holy Mother to Earth requesting the title Protectress of the Faith. It was summarily dismissed as unnecessary and unimportant. So I am coming here as Protector of the Remnant Faithful. I do not seek earthly approval. I seek the souls who are confused by earthly challenges of the faith. I desire they come into my paternal heart as a safe refuge and be united in the truth. Those leaders who reign over confusion and do not attempt to reconcile it with the truth are answerable to me. I show no partiality towards power in the world. Rather, those in positions of great influence have much more to answer for. The tenets of faith and my commandments will not change to suit an erring population. I pay no deference to pleasing people. I wait patiently for people to please me through obedience. Protecting the faith, which was deemed unnecessary in the past, has taken on all importance, as the popular challenges of the faith are supported by those in leadership roles. Answerable to me are those who compromise the truth and abuse authority. I cannot state it more clearly. A note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 11. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God. He will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore, set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.